Rich, since you treated a 90-year-old plus for metastatic disease, you can address the case that someone in the audience has brought to our attention that's pretty interesting. A 92-year-old with a T3N2 10-positive nodes. I assume the patient's in good condition. Let's assume he's in perfect condition. What do you think about FOLFOX in somebody like that?
I think it's fine. And I also think that one of the things that you could have done was to give a first cycle of 5-FU leucovorin, judge how the patient reacted to that, and then dial in the oxaliplatin with the second cycle or the third cycle if you were going to be very cautious about it. One of the nuances about managing patients is not being wedded to a single protocol, but individualizing therapy based on the individual patient's experience. And if I've been anxious about giving somebody more intensive treatment, I've often done it incrementally.
Neil, what are your thoughts about that? I can bet if we put that into adjuvant online, we see such a high competing cause of mortality, it wouldn't actually flesh out as being very positive. Then there's always the bedside and the person in front of you. What do you think, Neil? 92 years old, 10 positive nodes.
I think you consider the option of adjuvant therapy. And as Alan suggested, you see the patient in the office twice a day for the rest of their life. And you go into it very carefully. And I like Rich's suggestion of starting off simple and maybe building on that, or just continuing simple where you know there is a benefit. And the benefit of the addition of oxaliplatin may not be worth the potential added morbidity in that situation. But that, again, you're judging the individual there.
Alan, a lot of people, we know from our patterns of care studies, and as people get older in their 80s in particular, we're turned towards fluoropyrimidine monotherapy, which again, Rich kind of talked against. What about using capecitabine alone, for example, in a patient in their 80s?
Capecitabine's not a walk in the park either. Certainly the elderly have diminished renal clearance and may be at greater risk for capecitabine toxicity. They're often on Coumadin, which is a terrible combination to put them on. I think capecitabine's not been compared head-to-head to FOLFOX. Our intuition is that it won't be as good as FOLFOX. So I've treated patients who I didn't think were oxaliplatin candidates independent of age. But I don't know that we're being especially kind to patients by under-treating them. If you think the patient is a capecitabine candidate, I think the patient is a FOLFOX candidate.